Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and ensure success in young athletes.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with Jerry Reeder, National Program Consultant for the American Sport Education Program. He's also a longtime coach. I'm also here with my brother, mental game coach Dr. Patrick Cohn. We're going to talk about the importance of focusing on athletes first and winning second.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports, by visiting the product section of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to react to kids' losses, how to deal with difficult coaches, little playing time, and more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook.
Hi, Jerry and Patrick.
Hi.
Great to be here.
Hi, Lisa.
Jerry, can you tell me a little bit about this philosophy, focusing on athletes first and winning second?
Yeah, I sure can. The American Sport Education Program was founded by Dr. Reiner Martens back in 1981, and it resulted from actually a research project he was doing as part of the faculty at the University of Illinois in sports psychology. And as Dr. Martens developed our program, it became very evident of a couple of things. And one was that never underestimate the influence of a coach. And two is that a coach needs to keep their priority where the welfare and enjoyment of sport for a young athlete comes ahead of winning.
Mm-hmm.
And so we developed that philosophy of athletes first, winning second, to impress upon the customers that use our program that's where our priorities lie, is that we would never jeopardize the well-being, be it physical or mental, well-being of an athlete to win a ball game.
Now, how do you put this philosophy into action? Can you give some details about how you do that?
Yeah, we sure do. We have our baseline course is called Coaching Principles.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do in Coaching Principles is we talk about five subject areas that we feel are very important for a coach to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the first is developing a sound coaching philosophy, which is built on that athlete's first, winning second philosophy. And in developing a coaching philosophy and through the course Coaching Principles, we stress the importance of making sport an enjoyable experience. And in doing that, we focus on not only that coaching philosophy, but how to teach sport skills, how to train student athletes, you know, physically.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the communication skills that's needed to be an effective coach. And then we talk a lot about management, on how to manage practices, games, and the coach himself. And so I think it's a very comprehensive program that deals with all the things that a coach needs to know outside the X's and O's.
Okay. And now, so you have how many coaches have been through this program?
Over a million. Coaches have gone through this program. Currently, we are working with about 40 of the state high school athletic associations, and those being the organizations that regulate sport at the interscholastic level in each state. And then we also work with the athletic directors associations, both at the state and the national level. That's a large part of our business. And that actually was spawned upon in the early 80s when teacher coaches or faculty coaches started leaving the coaching profession but kept their teaching positions,
mm-hmm.
Which left an athletic director with a coaching opening and no teaching job to fill it. And that resulted in the athletic directors having to leave the building, leave the school setting, and get what we call paraprofessionals to come in and coach those sports, which, you know, might be an electrician or a lawyer or a mom or dad. And it soon became evident that those individuals needed some type of training to be a coach. And, you know, one of the old fallacies is, you know, I played the sport, I can coach it. And that's just not the case. That's not true. And so the program that we've developed, actually there are four courses in that the high schools have adopted. The coaching principles course, which is, again, the coaching philosophy part of coaching. Sport first aid, which what we try to do is to give a coach the basics that he or she needs in being that first responder to an athletic injury. And we spend a lot of time on injury prevention. We feel that's the best way to treat an athletic injury is to prevent it to begin with.
So now your program is mostly for high school athletes then?
Well, that's just one. That's what we call a professional education program. But we have a very extensive what we call volunteer education program, and that program is designed specifically for coaches who deal with athletes 14 years and under. We work with Park and Recs, YMCAs, Boys and Girls Clubs, the Pop Warners of the world, dealing with youth sports, and that program has grown extensively. In fact, ASAP had it start at that level. We actually expanded to the high school level in later years.
Well, now, let's get back to this topic about focusing on athletes first. Now, do you find that kids come to you pretty focused on winning?
Oh, absolutely. And, in fact, the sport culture has changed dramatically over the years. And, again, I've been in this this is my 28th year as a coach, and the sport culture, again, it just changed dramatically over those 28 years that I've coached. And, you know, it's very evident that and it's not just athletes that come to us with that winning perspective. It's also the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I found over the years that an unrealistic expectation of a parent is probably the greatest harm that we have in athletics today. That parent that thinks their son or daughter is the next scholarship athlete or professional athlete is just everywhere.
Right. You see them a lot. There's
yeah.
a couple on every team, I would say.
Sure, you bet.
So you do find that there's this big focus on winning, and how do you de-emphasize that focus?
Well, I think that what we try to do is, and again, striving to win is important. You know, I think as an athlete or as a coach, we always want to strive to win. So we don't want to downplay that. We don't want to, stress the point that that's not important. We think that is important. But how you win and how you put that priority on winning is what we talk about. And you know, we talk about, especially to sport parents, what their responsibility is as a sport parent. It starts off with encouraging your child to play a sport, but don't put so much pressure on them that they lose that love for the sport. You know, it's been found in research that 70% of children that begin sport drop out by the age of 14.
Right.
And the number one reason why they drop out is because they're not having any fun.
Right.
And so we want to make sure that we keep fun in the game and let the parents know that not to apply so much pressure that the kids lose that fun or why they're playing. Also, we want to make sure that we understand that we need to set limits on participation, that we don't make sport everything in their life, that it just needs to be part of their life but not all of their life.
Right. Now, and that's something that Patrick talks about, the importance of having a balance in your life, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I see athletes, at least some of the athletes that I work with, the more serious athletes, that their whole self-image, as I say, is wrapped up into their sports success and how they see themselves, whether their success, their level of success dictates their self-image or level of success in sports. And then thus, it's hard for them to really have balance in other areas of their life. But, you know, Lisa, I'd like to pick up on what Jerry was saying about the sports community or the sports culture focuses, a lot on winning and more so today. I think it may be even a reflection of society, of our society, and looking at that, we only remember the winners and no one remembers who lost. But I think the problem, Jerry, is sports inherently is competitive, and there's always an outcome. There's always a kind of a winner and a loser, as compared to some other performances, like maybe dance and things like that, where it's maybe more graded on artistic style and et cetera. I think it's easier to de-emphasize the whole winning, but when you have a sport and someone's going to win and someone's going to lose, it's very hard to get away from that.
Exactly. And Patrick, one of the things that we really focus is, and we try to help parents with this, is that, by challenging their child to establish some realistic performance goals rather than outcome goals. Probably one of the most demanding seasons that I had as a coach was just a couple years into the profession. I coached a basketball team, and I'm not a basketball coach. So I've only coached basketball 2 years, but we had a team that was 2-22, and I learned early in that season that I needed to help those kids create some performance goals. What can we do in learning the skills of a sport and enjoying the sport that we can do that's not going to be dictated by that big green thing on the end of the gym? And by setting those performance goals that they can obtain, helped, I think, wipe out some of that winning mentality that we had to have. We found ways to win other than the scoreboard, which is difficult to do, especially, and it may be more difficult for the parent than it is for the child.
Now, can you give me an example of a performance goal?
Sure, I can. I'll use the basketball team. We had goals like to make the second pass before the shot, to not get beat down the floor in transition, which is just hustle, to block out your defender on a rebound. Those types of goals that we set that we could evaluate, that might not have ended up in a win, but ended up in playing hard and playing the game the way it was designed to be.
Right, and we talk about this exactly the same thing in our Ultimate Sports Parent Workbook, but I think we use different terms. I'd like their mini goals, correct, Patrick?
Mini goals, process goals, focus
exactly.
On the process. There's a lot of lingo and terminology out there, but the concept is still the same.
Right.
Focus on execution, having fun in the moment, and.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I visited your website, and I was just totally impressed with what you're doing. I applaud you for the work that you're doing, especially with that sport parent.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Be sure to visit youthsportspsychology.com to get our new workbook CD program, The Ultimate Sports Parent. You can also pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Confidence and Success in Young Athletes. That's youthsportspsychology.com.